WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new quartet album by bassist Dave Holland, whose acoustic combos usually have a horn or two and no piano. His new band is a little different.
Dave Holland's tune, The Empty Chair, from his album Prism. His new quartet is more electrified and usually louder than bands he's led before. Some reviewers see it coming out of Holland's early work with the electrified Miles Davis, but the parallel doesn't go far. Holland played bass guitar with Miles, not his usual bass violin. And early electric Miles was gloriously unruly, while Holland loves the elegance of interlocking rhythm cycles, wheels within wheels. Spirals, by the band's pianist and electric pianist Craig Taborn, takes Holland's higher math into curved space. Taborn has an eerie knack for playing two unrelated parts with either hand. There's no room for error. His left hand is locked in with the string bass. Dave Holland gets top billing on Prism, but the quartet feels like a co-op. The four share the writing more or less equally. The first musician Holland thought of for the band was Kevin Eubanks, a frequent ally before the guitarist's 15 years leading Jay Leno's house band. His tune Evolution echoes the wizards of jazz rock, the Mahavishnu Orchestra. But Eubanks lets in more air. Guitarist's role here is pivotal. Kevin Eubanks makes this an electric band even when he's the only one plugged in. Sometimes when he breaks off, a sterling piano-bass drums trio emerges. The churchy tune Choir is by drummer Eric Harland, who can really prod a soloist with economical punctuation. Craig Taborn on piano. Everybody on Prism gets it, that the pleasures of the groove are complex and deep. It's not just about moving feet. Dave Holland has minded such matters for decades, but he's wise to shake up his music, even when it's going fine. Trading information with smart younger colleagues gives you a fresh look at the puzzle. Now that's an idea he might have gotten from Miles Davis.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Prism, the new quartet album by bassist Dave Holland, on the Dare 2 label.